We're thankful for the fact that we can be together tonight, especially thankful that Hannah and River are able to join us. We just praise you for this privilege.
主啊,我们就是非常感谢我们今天能够聚在一起,我们特别的感恩呢,就是Hannah还有River能够加入我们,感谢我们有这样的就是机会。
Lord, we pray for the blessing of God upon all of us in so many different areas.
主啊,我们感谢您的神的赐福降临在我们人生的很多的领域里。
We thank you that that May's father-in-law is much improved in health. We praise you for that.
所以我们感谢May的公公呢,他的那个就是健康的情况得到了改善,我们感谢您。
And we praise you that Sandy's daughter has passed her music piano exam, and we thank you so much for that too.
因为我们也感谢您呢,就是那个Sandy的女儿呢,通过那个钢琴考试,我们也赞美您。
Lord, we thank you that you give good things to people, but we pray especially that you will reach out and save them.
记住啊,我们感谢您呢,就是赐给我们这么好的东西,而且也同时也感谢您呢,去拯救他们。
We remember that God is good.
所以我们知道神是良善的。
And he does good things for those who trust him. He also does good things to prove that he is good so that others will trust him.
因为对那些呢,就是相信他的人呢,通常赐给他们美事,但是同样呢,我们也知道他呢,也因为呢,去做这些美事呢,去证明他,对他们好,所以这些人呢,也可以相信他。
But we must remember, Lord, that those who will not trust him, those who foolishly say no to the God who made them and loves them, there must be punishment, severe punishment. The wages of sin is death.
主要我们也知道呢,那些呢,就是说是拒绝呢,主的那些人,尽管呢,您对他行了那么多的美事,他们仍然拒绝他,拒绝的神的话呢,这些人将来呢,要承受非常严重的后果,因为罪的工价是死。
So we pray that you'll work in the hearts of those we love and cause them to turn to you.
所以我们呢,也祷告您呢,就是在我们爱的人的心里呢,做工,让他们呢,去信您。
And we pray that you will cause us to walk in your ways, lest we forfeit the blessings that you offer to us.
这个里面也就是说求您呢,就是让我们去跟从您,或者您呢,以免我们就是说是失去了那样您赐给我们的赐福。
And now, Lord, we're hoping to turn to the truth of God in Luke chapter 22. And we pray, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, help us to understand. And we praise you for the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
例如我们现在要学习路加福音第22章,求您让我们能够去理解,让我们知道,去感谢我们的主,他为我们的死,他的埋葬,他的复活。
So we give thanks now for all these things. We give thanks in the name of Jesus. Help us tonight.
所以呢,我们献上感恩,为这所有的事情都献上感恩,求您帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, good to see everyone tonight, all of you who've joined us, and we're just praying that the Lord is going to bless us.
再次欢迎大家,欢迎大家加入我们,我们就是祷告呢,神会赐福我们。
So our study tonight begins in Luke chapter 22. We're going to start reading in verse 39.
我们今天开始的是呢,路加福音第22章,我们今天开始学习的呢,是39节。
The story tonight is about the arrest and the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个故事呢,是关于我们主耶稣基督呢,他被抓,而且呢,被审判的。
One of the great tragedies of life is that that justice does not always prevail, and governments are responsible for effecting justice in this particular case, as well as in so many other cases, justice was thrown aside by people who wanted their own way.
这个通常呢，正义被放在一边。那么说呢，政府呢，他们的职责呢，本来就是要执行正义的，执行正义。那么说呢，在这个情况下呢，这个正义呢，它被放在了一边。
Lord, help us, we pray, to do what is right and to help us to have justice as a primary factor in our lives rather than be like these people who throw justice to the wind.
所以主要我们就是说啊，我们祷告，求您帮助我们呢，就是在我们的人生里呢，我们要去做正确的事情，正义和公义在我们的人生里呢，应该放在首位。在任何情况下呢，我们都要这样去做，而不是像这些人把那些他们的公义、正义放在旁边，再让风吹走。
So you'll remember the background of our story now. The Lord Jesus has walked with his disciples and preached the truth of God for over 3 years. He has come to Jerusalem and he's preached for the last few days. And then he went to the upper room for the Passover with his disciples.
因为我们大家也记得呢，这个故事呢，我们主耶稣基督呢和他的门徒们呢，已经在一起啊行走，大概有3年多了。那么说这个时候呢，主耶稣基督呢，他来到那个耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷城呢，他们去到了上房，他们在那里要吃逾越节的晚餐。And
after that, he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane. So that's where we'll pick it up, verse 39.
就在那之后呢，他去到了科西玛西名园，这就是我们今天要读的39节。
And coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him.
所以耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去，他的门徒们呢也跟随他。
So the mountain was called the Mount of Olives. At the bottom of it was the Garden of Gethsemane. So the two places are the same.
这个里面的这个山呢，它称之为橄榄山。橄榄山呢，那么说呢，这个科西玛西名园呢，在那个橄榄山的山脚，这两个地方呢，其实是同一个地方。The
general mount is called Mount of Olives. The base of the mount is the Garden of Gethsemane, and Gethsemane means the place of the olive press.
这里面呢，我们就是说是整个的山呢，称之为橄榄山。橄榄山的山脚呢，这是有一个科西玛西名园。科西玛西名园的意思呢，就是说是榨橄榄油的地方。And
there's a bit of a picture here for us. Some of the greatest blessings that come from olives is olive oil.
对这个里面对我们来说，这里有这样一个画面，就是说是对我们来说呢，一个福气呢，就是说是啊，就是啊，橄榄的，它给我们带来一个福气，就是它能够给我们带来橄榄油。Olive
oil was used in the Old Testament for a number of very good purposes.
因为呢，橄榄油在那个旧约里呢，有很多不同的用途。Good
for food.
所以呢，很好吃。
Good for light,
也是可以点灯,
good for medicine,
也可以做药,
and so the Lord Jesus is like the olive. He was good as an olive, but when he was pressed, as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and the trial and Calvary, he became the blessed olive oil that was good for food and for light and for health.
主耶稣呢，他呢就是某种意义上来说呢，他就像这个橄榄一样的。他当时呢，在克西马西名园的时候呢，他被那个压榨，然后呢，在十字架上，他就是哥哥塔山上，他受审讯的时候呢，他也为我们呢，就是带来很多的，就是痛苦。但是呢，他给他自己带来痛苦。那么说呢，这一种主耶稣基督呢，他呢，从这个意义上呢，他给我们带来好吃的，给我们带来亮光，给我们。
So verse 40 says, when he came to the place, that is Gethsemane, he said to them, Pray that you may not enter into temptation.
第40节说呢，到了那地方，那地方就是科西玛西密园，就对他们说要祷告，免得你们入了试探。
This is a particular requirement of them. They didn't know how severe the trial was going to be that night, but the Lord warned them and said, temptation will be there. Pray that you enter not into temptation.
这个里面就是一个特别的情况，特别情况呢，他们不知道那个主受审讯以后呢，后果有多严重，所以主呢提前警告他们说，你们要祷告，免得你们入了试探，因为有试探会存在。
Now that principle was important for the disciples.
这个原则对门徒们来说很重要。
But the same principle is important for us.
同样的这个原则对我们来说也很重要。And
when we are find ourselves in uncertain situations or situations where we know there will be temptation, we must pray. Pray sincerely, pray repeatedly, pray diligently. Prayer is the great defense against temptation.
就在我们的人生中呢，当我们遇到那些不确定的情况，当那些就是说试探来临的时候呢，我们要一直祷告。我们要祷告呢，就是说是要真诚的祷告，要不断的祷告，要勤恳的祷告。这样呢，就是当我们祷告的时候，是唯一的武器，我们可以抵挡试探。
Now the Lord knew the great trial that would be ahead of him. And so verse 41 says, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed.
这主呢，他知道了一个很非常大的试炼在等着他，所以呢，在41节他说，于是他离开他们又有一块石头那么远，跪下祷告。
If he prayed, entering the time of temptation, how much more must we pray when we enter times of temptation?
如果主耶稣呢，在有试探的时候都要去祷告，那么岂不是我们在受试探的时候更要去祷告呢？
But it's important to note that he knelt down and prayed.
但是非常重要的是呢，他跪下祷告。
We don't always kneel when we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，我们并不总是跪下。But
we probably should kneel when we pray far more than we do.
但是有可能呢，我们祷告的时候呢，我们要跪下的时间呢，要远远多得多。Kneeling
is a physical presentation of the attitude of the heart in prayer. We should kneel in prayer to prove that our hearts really are bowed before our Lord.
这个呢，就是祷告呢，跪下祷告呢，就是说是一个身体的一个状态，它代表我们内心的那个，就是说是当我们祷告的时候呢，应该有的态度。所以呢，我们在主面前祷告的时候呢，我们应该跪下，显示我们的内心真的向他跪拜。Now
look at his prayer, verse 42.
我们看看这些祷告第42节。
He's praying, saying, Lord, Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
第四章就是说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去；然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。What
is the emphasis of this very short prayer?
这个非常短的祷告里面强调的是什么？
Well, the prayer is, remove this cup from me.
祷告时呢，把这杯撤去。
But the emphasis is not my will, but your will. To remove the cup is mentioned once. Your will, not my will, is mentioned twice. That's the theme of this prayer.
但这重点呢，实际上是在不要成就我的意思，是要成就你的意思。那么说呢，把这杯撤去，只提到了一次。那么说呢，就是说是不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思呢，强调了两次。所以这个里面的强调的重点就是在后面。So
in all our prayer, we should say, Lord, not my will, but your will, but especially that's true in times of temptation.
你在我们的祷告里，我们要说主啊，不要成就我的意思，要成就你的意思。特别是呢，在我们受试探的时候。
In times of temptation, the only reason there is temptation is that our will wants something that is different from what God would want.
因为在我们受试探的时候呢，通常呢，我们的意思呢，想要的东西呢，通常和神想要的意思是不一样的。
Repeatedly pray, not my will, but thy will. And in times of temptation, better get down on your knees and pray there, proving that the Lord will look at your will and say, not my will, but thy will. That's what we say.
这个里面呢，我们要不断的重复的这样去祷告，祷告就是说，不是我的意思，要是您的意思成全。那么是这个时候呢，你最好跪下来，跪下来祷告呢，让主呢确保呢，他知道呢，你不是要你的意思成全，而是要主的意思成全。
Now, the wonderful thing at this time of temptation for the Lord Jesus is verse 43, an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
因为这个里面，在主耶稣基督祷告的时候，这个奇妙的事情呢，是在第43节里。第43节说，有一位天使从天上向他显现，加添他的力量。
That's a very encouraging line.
这是呢，非常令人鼓舞的一句话。
God looked down from heaven, recognized that the Lord Jesus was in great need, and he sent an angel to strengthen him.
所以神在天上呢，看到主耶稣呢有这么大的需要，所以他差遣了一个天使来加给他力量。
And sometimes, very often, many times, when we're in trouble, the Lord will send something, an angel, to encourage us in that time of trouble.
所以通常呢，就是在我们的困难的时候，我们在有大麻烦的时候，主呢会拆下什么东西，有时候拆下天使来加强我们，在我们有困难的时候。
That in particular is one reason why we read the Bible diligently in times of temptation, because the angel will speak to us through the Word of God.
也就是为什么我们在我们困难的时候呢，非常的勤奋的去读圣经，因为呢，天神呢会通过那个圣经，让天使加强我们。
Now, verse 44 says, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
第44节说，耶稣极其痛苦，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
How great was the stress upon the Lord Jesus Christ at this time in the Garden of Temptation?
所以这个主耶稣基督呢，在这里呢，他的那个就是说痛苦有多大呢？就是说在这个受试探的这个园子里的时候。
Well, we can't understand how great the agony would be to cause sweat to fall like drops of blood. We just don't understand that.
所以我们不理解，不理解就是说是要多大的痛苦才可以让他呢，就是汗如大血点滴在地上呢？我们理解不了这一点。
And I believe the stress came from not only the temptation that he was aware of that was going to befall him, but probably he also the stress came as he prayed. He recognized as he prayed, he confronted the issue head on, and that probably presented great stress too.
这个里面呢，就是说我们不知道呢，有可能就是主耶稣基督这个时候呢，他面临的那个就试探呢，他意识到非常大。同样呢，在他祷告的时候，他意识到呢，将要来的这个压力，这个所有的这些，在他祷告的，他要去做的，他要去面对这些事情呢，同样呢，也是压力极大。
So the question is, did the Lord answer Jesus' prayer?
现在问题是主有没有回答耶稣的祷告？
He prayed, remove this cup from me.
祷告说呢，就是把这杯移走。
Did Jesus answer his prayer? Sorry, did God answer Jesus' prayer?
那么神有没有回应耶稣的祷告呢？
And the answer is yes. He answered the prayer not by removing the cup, but by bringing out of the trial the greatest blessing that the world has ever known.
这个里面答案是的，因为这神呢，他并没有撤去那杯，但是呢，通过这样的试炼和主耶稣基督所经历的，给那个整个世界带来这个世界从来没有过的福气。
So, what was the good of the angel helping him in verse 43 if, in fact, he was in a great agony in verse 44?
这个里面呢，那么说呢，第43节，你天使加添他力量，那么说呢，加添力量，那么在44节里，他又汗珠如大雪滴在地上，那么说这样的，他给他加的力量有什么用处呢？
Why didn't the angel? Take away the agony.
所以那个天使为什么不把那个痛苦给移去呢？
Because there was a higher objective. The objective was not to minimize the agony. The objective was to strengthen him so that he could accomplish the great work of the cross of Calvary.
所以这个里面的因为呢，这个并不是说是重大的目标，并不是说是要减轻那个痛苦或者移掉痛苦，重大的这样的一个目标呢，是主耶稣基督呢，他加给他力量，这样呢，加给他力量以后呢，他能够面对去承受将来在那个哥哥塔山上承受的极大的痛苦。
So the help of the angel was not to remove the agony, but the help of the angel was to bring greater glory, greater strength for greater glory from the trial.
在这个里面的天使的他呢，并不是说是要拿走这样的痛苦，重大的呢，就是说是他要在他在这个就是说是重大的试炼中加给他力量，让他带来更大的荣耀。
Don't be distressed if sometimes when you pray, you don't get the answer you want. Pray that the Lord will strengthen you so that you can take the answer that He wants to give you for your greater glory.
在这个里面呢，就是说，当你祷告的时候呢，主呢没有按照你的意思回应你呢，你不要感到灰心。那么说呢，因为呢，你要祷告，祷告在那个过程中呢，神呢他会赐给你力量，让你得到更大的荣耀。
So, verse 45, when he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow.
第45节说呢，祷告完了就起来，到他门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
Now, what the Lord Jesus did in this time of temptation was pray.
所以呢，主耶稣基督是这样的一个试探的这个时间呢，他所做的就是祷告。
What the disciples did, excuse me, in the time of temptation was they slept.
因为呢，就是说是这些门徒们在这个试探试炼的时候呢，他们所做的事情呢是在睡觉。
Now I should just welcome Vivo V244 5EA. We'll welcome to you. We're in Luke chapter 22, and we were reading verse number 45. Welcome. Glad to have you with us tonight, as so often in the past.
因为我们呢，要欢迎一下这个叫 vivo V2445EA，所以呢，我们就是说非常高兴看到你加入我们。我们现在学习的是《路加福音》22章的第45节。那么说呢，现在欢迎你，欢迎你过去也经常加入我们。
In times of temptation, in times of confusion, in times of sorrow, there are two things we can do.
因为这个呢，在那个就是说，我们在受试探的时候，在我们痛苦的时候，在我们难过的时候，我们实际上有2件事情可以做，
One thing is to pray.
其中一件呢是祷告。
The natural thing is to want to go to sleep and forget the whole thing.
所以呢，自然而然的事情呢是想睡着了，然后把所有事情都忘了。
And in times of great temptation, it is far more important to pray than it is to sleep.
因为在我们受大试探的时候呢，我们呢，就是祷告要比你睡着了要好得多。
And you remember Peter, among others, was in great distress at this time.
所以你们知道呢，彼得和其他的人呢，他们这个时候也在受极大的痛苦。
And he was in distress later on because he didn't pray when he was told to pray.
因为那就是他呢，就是也承受这样痛苦呢，就是说他本来应该祷告，但是他也告诉他要去祷告，但是他就没有祷告，去睡着了。
So in verse 46, we have, then Jesus said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation."
46:46就对他们说：“你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了试探。”
So, strong commandment, strong encouragement from the Lord in times of your trial, temptation. You make sure you pray a lot.
因为就是在那个大的试探里，就是在大的这样的痛苦中，你要确保呢，你要多多祷告。
So verse 47 now says, while he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him.
第47节说，说话之前看呐，来了许多人，那12个门徒里名叫犹大的，走在前头，就近耶稣，要与他亲吻。
So Jesus was aware that something was going to happen, and verse 47 tells us what did happen.
因为主耶稣他已经警告过要发生什么，那第47节告诉我们这些事情发生了。
And as we go through the trial of the Lord Jesus, we learn a lot about Jesus' character. We learn a lot about the character of those who are opposed to Jesus.
因为呢，我们就是说，在学习主耶稣基督进行圣殿的时候呢，我们发现呢，就是主，我们学到很多关于主耶稣基督的品格，也知道了很多反对主耶稣基督的。
And this man, Jesus, was so bad that he was prepared to betray the Lord Jesus Christ with a kiss.
所以这个叫犹大的人呢，他如此的坏，他呢准备呢，就是说是要出卖主耶稣基督，通过亲吻他。
And so, verse 48, Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
第48节，耶稣对他说：“犹大，你用亲吻来卖人子吗？”
So the Lord reached out and rebuked him bluntly and said, I know what you're doing, Judas. You're betraying me with a kiss.
因为主耶稣呢，他起来就是直接的那个责备犹大。犹大呢，就是说是犹大，你是不是要通过这个亲吻我来出卖我？
Now, you will find in scripture, both in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and in prophecy regarding the church, you will find that there are many people from within, like Judas, who are there to betray the work of God.
所以这个里面，你在那个旧约里，也在新约里，你在教会里，你会发现呢，有些人呢，他们是在教会内部，他通过教会内部的行为呢，来那个背叛神的工作。
Don't be surprised if and when it happens. Make sure, though, that you are on the Lord's side and don't be fooled by those who pretend with a kiss.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是在那种情况下呢，你不要那个，就是灰心，你要呢确保你站在主这一边，不要被那些呢就是假装要亲吻你的人呢给欺骗了。
Verse 49, when those around him saw what was going to happen, they said to him, these would be his disciples, Lord, shall we strike with the sword?
第49节说呢，左右看见，左右的人看见光景不好，就说主啊，我们可以拿刀砍，可以不可以？
And again to Jimmy, welcome Jimmy, we're in Luke 22, verse 49.
你再次来欢迎吉米。吉米呢，就是说我们在学习《路加福音》22章的第49节。
So they were asking the Lord, shall we fight back?
所以他们在问主，我们是不是要打回去？
And in general terms, the answer of the Lord is no, the Christians don't fight back.
因为从总的来说，那就是在基督徒呢，他应该得到从主那里得到的答案是不，因为基督徒们通常呢不会就打回去。
In the Old Testament, David fought back, and there were others who fought the battles. But in the New Testament, because the kingdom of God is within us rather than in the world, the Christians do not fight back.
在旧约里面呢，就像大卫王他们呢，他们通常呢都会打回去。那么说呢，就是说在新约里呢，我们不会打回去，因为呢，我们的王国呢是在基督徒里面的。那么说呢，不是在这个世界里。那么说呢，通常呢，基督徒呢不会打回去。
Now, verse 50 follows verse 49 very quickly.
第50节呢，很快的接着第49节。
It says, and one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear.
就是说，他们中间有一个人该砍了大祭司的仆人，削掉了他的右耳。
Now, what was the answer to the question in verse 49?
那么说呢，在第49节里面的答那个问题的答案是什么呢？
And the answer is, we don't really know. The person who asked the question, probably Peter, didn't wait for the answer. He went right ahead and grabbed his sword and chopped the ear off the servant of the high priest.
因为呢，我们不知道，但是呢，有可能呢，问问题的是彼得。那彼得呢，他都没有等到答案，他就直接呢，把刀抽出来，过去呢，把那个大祭司的仆人的耳朵给削下来。
Simple principle here, and that is when you ask the Lord a question, wait for the answer.
最简单的原则是呢，当你问主一个问题的时候呢，要等候答案。
But verse 51 says, but Jesus answered and said, permit even this, and he touched this man's ear and healed him.
在第51节说，耶稣回答说呢，到了这个地步，由他们吧，就摸那人的耳朵，把他治好了。
Now, there are many miraculous events in the Bible.
就在圣经里面有很多的奇迹的事件。
I suppose the one of the key things about a miraculous event is that it is unexpected.
因为我认为呢，就是说是在那个很多奇妙的事情呢，是你想象不到的。
And nobody has ever heard of such a miracle. The right ear chopped off, and then the Lord puts it back on again.
所以没有人呢，从来没有人听到过有这样的一个奇迹神迹，就是说呢，他的右耳朵被切下来以后呢，主呢又把它放回去了。
And you could try that in a hospital in the surgery department, but that's not the way it usually works.
所以你可以试一下，在那个医院的外科手术里面呢去试试，但是通常呢，你直接放上去是行不通的。
And so the question that is in front of all of these people who have come to take the Lord Jesus, the question in front of all of his accusers and all of his judges is Jesus Christ really the Son of God?
因为现在呢，这个来抓主耶稣基督的、来控告他的、来审判他的那些人呢，在他们面前呢，要有一个问题，这个问题就是说，主耶稣基督他真的是神的儿子吗？
And this is the proof right there before them, right there. He put the ear back on.
你这里就是证据，证据呢就在那个地方，他呢直接把耳朵装上。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以做到。
And yet they took him and crucified him.
然后呢，他们就把他抓了，把他钉了十字架。
Many people ask the question. Why don't people trust the Savior?
所以很多人呢就问问题说，为什么人们呢不相信救主？
And the answer is they don't want to trust the Savior. This evidence was obvious to all. Jesus Christ is God. He put the man's ear back on.
所以这个里面答案是呢，他们不想去相信主。那么说呢，这里个问题呢，就是非常的明显。明显呢，主耶稣基督他直接把那个人的耳朵接上了，他就是神的儿子。
And they didn't want Jesus Christ to be God. And it wouldn't matter what the miracle was, they had said, we don't want to be answerable to this man.
因为他们不想要主耶稣基督做他们的神，那么说呢，他们说呢，不管怎么样，不管什么事情，我们要把这个人杀了。
So again, welcome to Nancy's family. And we're studying in Luke chapter 22, verse 51.
你再一次呢，欢迎 Nancy 的家人。那么我们在学习路加福音第22章的第51节。
So verse 52 then says, Then Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and the elders who had come to him, Have you come out against me? Sorry, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs?
路加福音22章第52节说，耶稣对那些来抓他的祭司长和圣殿的首领并长老说：“你们带着刀棒出来抓我，如同抓强盗吗
He goes on and says in verse 53, When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness.
？”53节说呢，主说呢：“我天天同你们在店里。”你们不下手抓我，但这是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
Why didn't they take him when he was in the temple during the day?
他们为什么不在白天呢？在圣殿里抓他呢？
Because the people wouldn't allow it. They would say, What are you doing taking that good man?
因为人们呢，他不会允许，因为他们说呢，这么个好人，你们为什么要抓他呢？
So they took him in the middle of the night instead.
别人那么取而代之，就在半夜抓他。
And you remember the words of John chapter 3, don't you?
你们也听到了，在约翰福音3章里的话，是不是？
The Lord said to Nicodemus, Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
所以主耶稣呢，对那个尼哥底母说：“那人呢，他喜欢黑暗，拒绝光，因为呢。”他们的罪恶是黑暗的。
And this is a clear presentation of that truth. They love the darkness, their deeds were indeed evil.
所以这个里面呢，就是这个词呢，在这里恰恰的表现出来了。那么说呢，他人呢喜欢黑暗，因为他们的行为是邪恶的。
Now, the end of verse 53 is very interesting.
因为在第53节的结尾非常有意思。
It says, But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
他说呢，这是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
Very often in life, somebody has what we call his hour.
因为呢，就是说在通常呢，在我们的人生里呢，我们说呢，某些人呢，你的时候到了。
What would you do if you had your hour and you could do whatever you wanted at that hour and no one, even God, would stand in your way? What would you do?
因为如果是你的时候，在那个时候里面呢，你可以做任何你想要做的事情，没有人能够阻拦你，甚至神都不阻拦你，那你应该去做什么呢？
Well, these wicked men said, We've got him. It's the middle of the night. He's in a garden. He's got a few disciples who are running away. And we've got an army here. We got the power. Yippee. And they are going to use their power because it was their hour.
就这些人呢说呢啊，我们终于抓到他了，抓到他了呢，只有几个他的门徒跟着他，而且那几个门徒都跑了。那么说这个时候呢，又是黑暗的时候，我们有这么多的卫兵，所以呢，我们抓住他，抓住他呢，就是这是我们的时候，所以我们要抓他。
We're not surprised that the Lord allowed them to. I'm going to rephrase this. We're not surprised what those men did.
我们对那些人所做的事情呢，并不感到奇怪。
Since the time of the Lord's arrival, they were trying to kill him. Herod tried to kill him when he was born.
因为就是说，是在主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他们呢，就是说是都试图要杀害他，就算他是一个婴儿的时候，他们都想杀害他。
His neighbors in Nazareth tried to kill him when he first started to preach.
因为他的那些邻居们呢，就是在拿撒勒的时候，当主耶稣基督呢试图讲道的时候，他们也试图杀害他们。
So many people down through the ages have said, if I had the right time, if I had an opportunity, this is what I would do with Jesus. Many people hated and do hate Jesus.
因为很多人呢，就是在很多时候以来呢，很多人说，如果我要是有机会，如果我有时间呢，我要这么去对待主耶稣。所以他们这很多人呢，他们恨主耶稣。
And the Lord often grants them an hour in which they can openly display their hatred of the Lord so that on Judgment Day there will be no questions.
这种呢，通常呢就会让他们有这样的时候，因为这样的时候呢，把他们那些邪恶的那些行为呢都表现出来。那么说呢，在审判日的时候呢，他们这些人呢就完全没有借口了。
And so you and I pray and we say, Lord, would you make sure that when it's my hour, it's not also the power of darkness? Would you pray, Lord, would you help me, Lord, so that when my hour comes, I will do what you want me to do?
也就是啊，我呢要这样去祷告，说主啊，当我的时候呢，是我的时候的时候呢，就算不是黑暗掌权的时候呢，求您呢就帮助我在我的时候去做一些您想要我去做的事情。
It's the hour of testing. We want to pass the test in the hour of testing.
因为这是个在试炼的一个时候呢，我们要通过这个试炼的时候的这个考试。
All right, so verse 54, the story goes on and says, Then, having arrested Jesus, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed at a distance.
64节，他们抓住耶稣，把他带到大祭司的家里，彼得远远的跟着。
And now the focus turns from the Lord's examination, from the Lord's arrest, it turns to Peter and what his response is.
你现在呢，就是说是这个焦点呢，从那个主耶稣基督呢，他所说的事情转移到彼得身上。那么彼得这个时候他的反应是什么呢？
And so there are always two stories associated with the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你总是呢，就是有两个故事在跟主耶稣基督受试炼的时候呢相关。
One is what happens when the Lord Jesus Christ is put on trial.
另外，其中一个呢，主耶稣基督受试炼的时候呢，会发生什么？
And the other is what happens when you and I are put on trial.
另外呢，马上呢，就是你我受试炼的时候呢，我们应该做什么？
How does the arrested one respond? And how do the judges respond? That's true in every trial.
你这个呢，就是被捕的人他应该怎么反应？那么审判官呢，法官呢，他应该怎么反应？这通常呢，就是在试炼中的两个方面。
And so before we get into the trial of the Lord Jesus, we've got the trial of this man, Peter.
因为我们在那个来到主耶稣基督受试炼之前呢，我们呢，先看到了这个彼得所受的试炼。
Now, Peter had bragged that he would stand with the Lord in life or in death.
所以呢，就是彼得呢，已经吹过牛了。他说呢，不管主耶稣基督呢，他都要跟着主耶稣基督，甚至死都要跟着。
But the temptation was great.
但是呢，试炼呢太大了。
And instead of praying, lest he be entered into temptation, he went to sleep.
本来呢，他应该去祷告，以免他受入试探，以免他陷入试探。但是他却呢睡着了。
And so the teaching now that we have in front of us is don't do that.
因此在我们前面的这样的一个教导告诉我们呢，我们不要那么去做。
All right, verse 55.
第55节。
Now, when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them.
第55节说，他们在院子里生的火，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。
So there were many who had come at this time of night to be part of the arresting gang.
所以这个里面的意思是在这个晚上呢，很多人呢都来到这里，在那里呢就是观看抓捕。
We don't know what time it was. This was probably midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
因为我们知道的具体时间是什么，这有可能呢是半夜，就是凌晨1点或者凌晨2点。
Where would you have expected the people to be at that time?
因为在那个时间段里，你希望人们都在干什么呢？
Well, they should have been home in bed.
他们应该在家里在床上睡觉。
Where would the disciples and Jesus have been had they not been arrested?
因为主耶稣基督和他的门徒们在哪里呢？他们并不感兴趣。
Well, they would probably have gone up to the top of the Mount of Olives where they had spent the former nights, and probably they had a room and board in some sort of a house up there.
他们呢就应该是呢，在通常呢去到那个橄榄山的山顶上，在某个人的家里呢，在那里睡觉。
But they didn't all go to bed that night. Many were associated with the group that had brought Jesus to trial, had brought him from the Garden of Gethsemane. Many were there.
所以这个里面，在那天晚上呢，他们都没有睡觉，没有睡觉呢，因为主耶稣基督的试炼要来的是在这个试探的过程中呢，他们所有的人呢，都在那个地方。
Verse 56, and a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him.
56节有一个使女看见彼得坐在火旁，就定睛看他，说这个人也是和他一起的。
How did she know that he'd been with him?
他为什么知道他和他在一起呢？
Well, she probably had seen him when they were in the garden.
他有可能看见他们一起待在那个园子里。
Or she may have seen him when the Lord was preaching on an earlier occasion during the day.
他也可能呢，就是看见他在主耶稣的那一天早些时候的时候，他和他，当主耶稣讲道的时候，他和他在一起。
But it's all very concerning to me. Number one, she's a servant girl, not an old lady.
因为对我来说感到非常惊奇的，通常就是呢，她是一个使女，她并不是一个老年妇女。
Number two, she's not at home in bed.
所以第二个呢，她并没有在家里床上睡觉。
Number three, she had seen Jesus and had rejected him.
第二个呢，她看过主，她见过主耶稣基督，她拒绝了他。
Often we think of the bad men who put Jesus to death.
我们通常说呢，那些坏人把主耶稣基督呢处死了。
You wouldn't consider this servant girl a bad man.
你不会认为这个叫使女会是个坏人。
But she certainly was a bad woman.
但她肯定是一个坏女人。
What is she doing here? Shame on that girl.
所以她在那里干什么？这个女孩子应该感到羞耻。
Verse 57, Peter denied the Lord Jesus, saying, Woman, I do not know Jesus.
57节呢，就是彼得否认耶稣，说女人，我不认识他。
What do you do when you're confronted by a bad woman?
如果你碰到一个坏女人，你会怎么做？
You tell the truth, that's what you do.
你跟她讲真话，这就是你要做的。
Even Peter was intimidated by a bad woman.
对，就算是彼得呢，他也怕这个坏女人。
The tragic story of many, many lives is that they were deceived, tempted, cheated by a bad woman.
这里面的很多人的他的人生的悲剧呢，他们是被那个就是说是坏女人给欺骗了，或者说是给诈骗了。
The book of Proverbs and the rest of the Bible warns us, don't be intimidated by a bad woman.
另外就是箴言告诉我们，甚至其他地方告诉我们，不要靠近那些坏女人。
Verse 58 says, after a little while, another saw him and said, you also are one of them. But Peter said, man, I am not.
58节是过了不多的时候，又有一个人看见，他说：“你也是他们一伙的。”彼得说：“你这个人，我不是。
So this is a bad woman, and she's followed by a bad man.
”这是一个坏女人，跟着他的是一个坏男人。
And instead of standing tall for Jesus, Peter tells another lie.
因为主彼得呢，应该是站出来为主耶稣站出来，但是他却撒谎了。
Verse 59, then, after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean.
59节说，约过了1小时，又有一个人极力地说，这人实在是和他在一起的，因为他也是加利利人。
But Peter said to him, man, I do not know what you are saying.
60节，但是彼得说呢，你这个人，我不晓得你在说什么，正是。
Have you ever noticed that the second lie is a whole lot easier to tell than the first lie?
你有没有的注意到呢？你撒第二个谎的时候呢，比撒第一个谎的时候要容易得多呢？
Don't get started doing something wrong because the second time is easier and the third time is easier than that. And after a while, it might not even bother your conscience at all.
所以说，不要去干坏事儿。干坏事儿呢，因为你干第二遍坏事时呢，可能会比第一遍呢容易得多。那么第三遍呢，会也更容易。你再干多了以后呢，你就对你的良心呢，完全没有什么谴责了。
So Peter brags that he won't do it, and then when he was told to pray that he wouldn't do it, he didn't pray, he slept, and after that he did it, and he did it, and he did it again.
所以彼得呢，那就是他吹牛呢，他不会那么去做。然后呢，告诉他要去祷告的时候，他没有，他去睡觉。那么说呢，在这之后呢，他就做了，做了一遍，做两遍，然后又做了一遍。
Verse 60 says, and immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed.
60节说，正说话之间，鸡就叫了。
And Peter says, uh-oh, that's exactly what Jesus said would happen.
对，彼得说：“哦，这恰恰是主耶稣说的要发生的事情。
Don't turn away from the Lord.
不要转离主。
Under extreme pressure, don't deny the Lord.
在那个极大的这样的压力下呢，也不要不认主。”
What will happen to you is what happened to Peter. And he said, oh dear, the Lord said that I would do this and that the cock would crow. And that's exactly what happened.
对你我来说，对彼得来说，彼得说：“哎呀，哎呀，主耶稣基督说的话呢，这就说是你要三次不认我，再鸡叫一先。”他说：“这恰恰是这样的事情发生了。
And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
第61节，主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话，鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我，彼得就出去痛哭。
There are often times of sorrow in the light of the Christian, in the life of the Christian, often because they have failed the Lord in times of temptation.
因为通常呢，有时候是在基督徒，在其他的人你人生里面呢，有这样极大的苦难。苦难是因为呢，他们在那个就是、说是试探的时候呢，他们不认主。
Learn the lesson from Peter. Make sure, because there will be times of temptation in your life. Make sure that in those times of temptation, in the hour of darkness that was there, that on that occasion, make sure you don't deny the Lord Jesus.
应该仔细去看彼得的故事，要确保你自己，你自己呢，在你人生上接受极大的试探的时候，在你的时候，在黑暗掌权的时候呢，你要确保你们呢，有都不要不去认主。
Verse 63 now. Now the men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him.
第63节，看守耶稣的人呢，戏弄他，打他。
Had he been tried?
他有没有受审讯呢？
No.
还没有。
Had he been arrested legally?
他是不是合法的，抓了他呢？
No.
也没有。
So what did they do? They mocked him and beat him before they had any proof that he was guilty.
因为这个呢，第63节说呢，他们戏弄他，打他，在他呢还没有任何证据证明他有罪之前。
As you read through this story, and we'll go through it, Lord willing, as we carry on, as you read through the story, you're impressed by one thing.
因为这个里面，当我们一直呢读这个故事的时候呢，主若许可呢，我们会一直读下去，你呢就会注意到一件事情。
This is not justice. This is not justice at all. It is just people who are judging Jesus without a trial.
因为这个呢，并不是正义，这个里面完全没有任何的正义。他们在那个就是说是主耶稣基督还没有受审讯之前呢，就已经那个审判他。
It is amazing, isn't it, that most people who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior have never analyzed or put it on trial.
这个里面非常的令人惊奇的，任何呢，很多那些呢，就是说是他们呢，就是说是拒绝了主耶稣基督的人呢，他们还没有去分析，他们还没有去那个就是说是受审判。
I spoke to a man about his soul a few days ago.
因为我跟一个人呢，就几天前跟他说话。
I said, "Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?"
我说："你相信圣经吗？你相信主耶稣基督吗？"
He said, "No."
他说不相信。
I said, "What do you believe?"
我说："那你相信什么呢？"
He said, "Well, I believe in science. I believe in evolution."
他说："我相信科学，我相信进化论。"
So I said to him, "Well, I'm going to tell you some truths about evolution. You tell me if you agree."
所以呢，我说呢，我要告诉你一些关于进化论的。如果你同意的话，你告诉我。
So I quickly explained to him the impossibility of evolution. And I said to him, "So what do you think?"
所以呢，我很快地告诉他呢，就是说是那个进化论是不可能的。你知道他说什么吗？
He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道。
Okay, these people have judged the Lord Jesus before his trial.
因为这些人呢，他们已经审判了主耶稣基督，在他受审讯之前。
They mocked him.
他们在戏弄他。
Why did they do that?
他们为什么要那么做？
So that they would all get a laugh, that's why.
因为他们所有人都会笑，这就是为什么。
What a tragedy to laugh at Jesus.
因为去嘲笑主耶稣基督是一个多么大的悲剧
And they beat him. Why did they beat him?
啊！让他们打他，他们为什么要打他呢？
Because they were angry at him. They hated him.
因为他们生他的气，恨他。
They would never beat him in the temple the day before, but they were happy to beat him in the night when nobody was looking except their friends. And
因为
how tragic.
他们在前一天的白天呢，他并没有打他们，并没有打他。那么说呢，他们在晚上呢，他们就打他，在他们的朋友面前，这是个多么大的悲剧！
Would you remember? That those who are opposed to the Lord Jesus have no right argument on their side. They are not fair. They're not honest. All they are is deceiving themselves.
所以这个里面呢，就是说你要记住那些反对主耶稣基督的，他们并没有任何正当的理由。他们这些人呢，都是说在撒谎的。他们这些人呢，都是那个，就是说是啊，说啊，欺骗的。他们欺骗自己。
Verse 64, and having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that struck you?
64节又蒙着他的眼，打他的脸，问他说：“说预言吧，打你的是谁
What a terrible thing to do.
？”这个多么可怕的事情去做！
I've told you before that one day they will stand before Jesus.
我告诉过大家，以前告诉过大家，有一天呢，他们要站在主耶稣基督面前。
The Bible suggests that it's probably going to be right here in the Garden of Gethsemane that many will stand before him.
所以圣经说呢，有可能就在这个地方，就在克西马逊名园里，他们会站在主耶稣基督面前。
And the Lord Jesus will say to this man, You asked me a question. The question you asked me was, Who struck you? And I guess I should answer it. He said, I know that you are the one who struck me. And the man is going to have to acknowledge that the man he beat, the man he arrested in the garden, is none other than Jesus Christ. And now Jesus is the judge and he is the accused.
在这个里面的这个时候呢，当时呢，审判的时候，如果这个人站在主耶稣基督面前呢，就是说是他是在那个克西马逊园打主耶稣基督的这个人，是他问那个问题的那个人，那么主耶稣基督会告诉他，你就是那个打我的人。
So here it is, the middle of the night, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, probably. What did they do?
你这个呢，就是在半夜，大概呢凌晨3点到4点的时候，他们在干什么呢？
Verse 63, they mocked him.
又在63节，他们来戏弄他。
Verse 63, they beat him.
63节，他们打他。
Verse 64, they blindfolded him.
所以呢，第64节呢，他们把他的眼睛蒙上，打他的脸。
And they struck him in the face.
他们打他的脸。
And they said to him, You prophesy, who is it that struck you in the face?
他们都对他说：“那说预言吧，打你的是谁
And they did many other things.
？”他们做了很多其他的事情。
And they spoke blasphemous words against him.
第65节，他们还用许多别的话亵渎他。
Six terrible things they did to the Lord Jesus, if you take many other things as being one of those six.
因为这个里面呢，他们对主耶稣基督呢做了6件那个非常可怕的事情。你如果把他们做的其他事情也算到这6件事情中间的一件，
What a terrible list of things they did to the Lord Jesus. This is not an official trial. We have no idea who these people were. They were just men who had held him.
这个年代真相对他们来说是个多么大的悲剧！他们所做的这样的被主义司机都做了多么可怕的事情！这个并不是官方的正式的审讯，在还没审讯之前，他们已经对主义司机都做了这么多的事儿。
Remember now that God has kept a record.
记得神呢，他是保持着记录的。
Even Luke knew precisely what happened.
就算陆家呢，也知道呢，准确的发生的事情。
And God knows precisely who it was.
因神呢，准确的知道他是谁。
Remember the verse in the Bible that says, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. These men figured they would get away with it. It's the middle of the night, and the only people who know what's going on are their friends, and they're having a good laugh at Jesus.
大家要知道呢，就是说是啊，圣经说呢，人种什么就会收什么。那么说明这些人呢，他们知道，他们以为他们做的这些事情呢，也就可以逃得掉惩罚。所以他们在半夜的时候做这些事情，他们在那个他们的朋友面前做这些事情，他们在嘲笑主耶稣。
And I'm going to suggest that this behavior is typical of those who reject the Savior in our day. They're all going to be proven guilty of doing things like this.
我要就是提醒大家，这些行为呢，在我们当今呢社会呢，是一些典型的那些拒绝呢主耶稣基督的人所做的。他们通常呢，他们的行为都是这样的。
All right, verse 66 now says, and as soon as it was day, probably 6 o'clock in the morning, the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together and led him into their council.
66节，天一亮，百姓的众长老、连祭司长、带文士都聚集，把耶稣带到他们的公会里说。
There was the unofficial trial of the Lord Jesus that we read about. In verses 63 to 65.
因为我们在那个第63节到第65节里读到呢，对主耶稣基督呢有一个，就是说是非官方的审讯。
Informally, without a trial, these people mocked him and they accused him and they said he is guilty.
因为里面呢，在前面的那个，就是说这个非官方的审讯里面呢，他们这些人呢，就是说是嘲戏弄他，然后呢，就是说是啊，那个就是打他，定他的罪。
Now, in verse 66, we have the beginning of the first of four official trials.
所以从66节开始，我们开始呢第一个正式的官方的审判。
The elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together and led him into their council.
比如说，百姓的众长老、连祭司长、带文士都聚集，把耶稣带到他们的公会里，
6 o'clock in the morning.
就是早晨的6点。
How did the elders of the people, the chief priests and the scribes, how did they know what to do at 6 o'clock in the morning?
因为呢，就是说是这些众长老、连祭司长还有文士，他们在6点钟，早晨6点钟，他们怎么知道要做些什么？
Well, there's only one way they knew, and that is that they plotted this whole thing out the day before.
因为就是唯一一件事他们知道的，就是他们在头一天晚上呢，他们已经密谋了要做这件事情。
Judas had said to them, I can lead you to him.
犹大对他们说呢，我可以带领你们去抓他。
They said to him, when and how?
他们说这什么时候怎么抓？
Judas said, I'll lead you to him in the middle of the night because he often goes to the Garden of Gethsemane.
而我要半夜带你们去，因为他通常呢，他会在半夜去到克西马西林园。
Go back to verse 39 now.
我们回到第39节。
It says, and coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed.
39节说，耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去。
Judas knew that when the day was over, Jesus would go to the Mount of Olives and pray. That's probably what he did every night after his service for God. He went there and prayed. Judas knew that.
犹大追悼呢，就是说是在主耶稣基督开始服侍神的时候呢，他们几乎每一天呢，晚上呢，都会去到那个有啊橄榄山的山顶上。他知道主耶稣会那么做。
So Judas told him that that's what he would do. So they said, "All right, we'll take him in the middle of the night, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, verse 66, as soon as it's day, we will meet him and try him."
就这个里面，他们说呢，啊，既然这样，我们就在半夜去抓他，抓他的以后呢，我们就尽快的在第二天早上6点钟的时候开始审讯他。
This was all their plot. They had it all figured out.
所以这些都是他们的阴谋，他们早就已经计划好了。
The fact is, you don't end up with a lot of confidence in the accusers of the Lord Jesus, do you? They weren't very nice people.
那通常呢，你对这些呢指控主耶稣基督的那些人呢没什么信心，是不是？这些人呢通常的并不是什么好人。
I would rather be on Jesus' side than their side. They're not nice people.
宁愿站在主耶稣基督这一边，也不站在他们那边。他们并不是什么好人。
All right, well, again, our time is gone. So let's just thank the Lord for his goodness and we'll carry on again next week.
所以呢，我们的时间到了，我们要感谢主对我们的良善，然后呢，我们再继续。
Lord, we're thankful that though the forces of evil were organized against the Lord Jesus on this occasion, he still resumed his role and appeared victorious. We thank you that he went through it. We thank you that he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he's set down now at the right hand of God.
所以主啊，我们也感谢您。尽管呢，这个邪恶的力量呢，他们计划好了，再让主耶稣基督通过这样的一个试炼。我们非常感恩主耶稣基督呢，他呢通过了这个试炼，他呢忍受了十字架，甚至到死。现在呢，他坐在神的右手边，得了荣耀。
Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for what you did for us through Jesus.
所以主啊，我们感谢您呢，就是说是，为我们所做的，通过主耶稣。
Lord, our prayer is that you will strengthen us, warning us as we go through. We don't want to be like Peter. We want to be like Jesus.
所以主啊，就我们祈求您呢，就是赐给我们力量呢，鼓励我们，就是说我们不想像那个彼得那样，我们要像主耶稣那样。
And so, Lord, we give thanks for your kindness. Thank you for today. Thank you for the blessings that you bring us.
最主要，我们要为您的美善献上感恩，所以呢，感谢今天，感谢您的赐福我们。
Keep us, we pray, in the week that goes ahead of us and bring us back together next week, we ask.
所以呢，求您呢，就是说是在接下来的一个星期来保守我们，保守我们，就是在下个星期把我们带来，我们祈求。
And so we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.